Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We are still on the road here. Today, we're joining you guys live from Louisville, Kentucky, as we're on the road with Cyrus Webb Presents. As you guys know, I'm getting ready for the release of my next book, Minding Your Business, on March the 26th. So we have some great events that we're doing throughout Kentucky, Chicago, and Atlanta as we're leading up to that. We want to welcome our radio audience joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all can be with us. Also, our online affiliates joining us through Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and more. We're glad you all could be with us well. I'm excited about this next guest. Had a great conversation with author, motivational speaker, and coach Arlita Orr on Amazon Live. Now she's joining us here on Conversations Live to talk to us not only about her remarkable journey, but what it's been like for her to be able to go throughout her life to be able to achieve some unimaginable loss, but also be able to find purpose along the way. Arlita's written two books that I had a chance to read. One is called Live. We're going to talk to her about that. And also a book more for children called Best Friends Forever. Have them both here with me here in Louisville, Kentucky today. We'll talk to her about the journey of writing the book, sharing her story, and what she hopes you're able to know about what you can do when it comes to life after loss. Arlita, thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
But the pleasure is definitely all mine. So, Arlita, you know, it's interesting. You and I have been connected for quite some time thanks to social media. We had our first-to-first conversation on Amazon Live recently. And so we're glad to have you on the radio side here in Mississippi, especially at WYAD. What has the experience been like for you, Arlita, to have people you've never met, people who've read about your story, read your books, to be able to make those connections with them?
It's very fun and interesting. I like meeting new people, but I also like to help people. So I'm glad when I'm able to reach, you know, ones that don't know me, that people don't know me, that are far and near, to help them get through what they're going through versus just the people in my area or in my community.
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that, Arlita, because one thing that people would say is that looking at what you've been through, people would think that you're the one who would need the comforting. You're the one who would need that encouragement. But you've really made it almost a part of your mission to be that source of inspiration for others. Do you think that is just part of your nature, to be able to be there to nurture and to help people?
Yes, it is. I've always been the person where everybody comes to for advice, where everybody always, you know, wanted to talk to me or able to talk to me. So I just turned my tragedy into a triumph. So instead of just sitting in my sadness and being sad and depressed, I decided to help others, which I figure is my purpose, to go out and help others get through their grief journey, to get through their grief process, because grief can be very devastating. And I know, you know, a lot of times we take it very hard, and when it hits hard, it's hard because, you know, life be life. So I'm glad that I'm able to help other people get through their journey.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never shared this with you personally, Arlita, but you may have seen me post about it before. I'm a suicide attempt survivor myself, which is kind of what led me in this path 21 years ago of starting this radio show. And I bring that up because I have found that if I can help to encourage people to let them know that, you know what, things can get better, that, you know, you don't have to let hardships define you. You know, you can be able to do better. I bring that up because of you. I think about you've been able to experience some unimaginable loss and pain, and yet you have been able to push through that to be able to find your purpose. What do you think has helped you through that? And I'm curious, do you think you would be having the platform you have today, Arlita, if you had not gone through what you've gone through?
Maybe not. Because I'm just a country girl from Mississippi. I was an event planner for 15 years. And, you know, I was a musician, so I played at churches. People knew me. But reaching people at the capacity that I reach them at now, I don't think it would have happened. Of course, it had to happen because of God's plan. But, you know, if this not had happened, then it probably would not have happened. And I'm grateful to God that he's given me this platform to be able to share with others and to reach people around the world. I remember when I was in high school, I used to say that I've always had an entrepreneur heart. So I always wanted to be an entrepreneur, didn't really know, you know, exactly what it was, because we were taught to go to school, get a good job, get an education. so you can make money. So I've always had this entrepreneur spirit within me, and I always used to say that I want to have a business that helps people around the world. I never wanted to be just focused on people locally around me, but I've always wanted to change lives around the world. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity now to reach others outside of my community.
And you've definitely been able to do that, and I've been able to witness it myself just even through social media. Let's talk briefly about that before we get into Live or Lisa, because I of course, had followed your journey before I'd read your book. So a lot of people may have found you online. What has that been like for you to share your creativity, to share your purpose, but also your inspiration, the way you've been able to do through social media?
I want to say it's been challenging because, believe it or not, and a lot of people don't believe me when I say this, I am not a talkative person. I don't like to be seen. I don't like to be heard. I am more of the background person. So put me in the background, I'll do whatever, you know, and I'm good. But going through what I went through, I had to be placed in front of people to actually talk to people more and to actually engage with people more. So creating content on Facebook, especially my videos, sometimes it can be a little difficult, and I do get to where I don't want to do it, but I remember that, okay, this is not for you. This is for somebody else. You went through this for a purpose to help other people, and that encourages me and motivates me to go ahead and do what needs to be done, to spread the message, to get the word out there to help other people, because so many people get in my inbox and say, okay, you're always encouraging me. I'm always grateful for what you post. You never know, you know, how much you're helping me. And I'm glad that they're able to see that and that they're able to see it through me.
Yeah, and they definitely are. It definitely comes through. And you've written it. I know at least I'm talking about the two I have read, Arletha, that being Live. I have it here with me here in the studio, as well as Best Friends Forever. But you've also been able to help other people to build their own platform, to share their own story. Do you think that's also just a continuation of your wanting to help people, even when it comes to pursuing their own goals and dreams?
Yes, yes, I do believe it does help. And I'm grateful for the opportunity as well, because everybody has a story. And a lot of times, I'm not the only person, you know, that went through something major and that overcame. Everybody has a story to tell, and I feel like everybody is able to help somebody. So if I'm able to help you get your story out there to help other people, it's going to bless you in the end, you know, as well as bless other people. So I'm grateful that I found out my purpose, and I'm actually, you know, grateful when I'm able to help other people find their purpose as well in life.
Right. I want to ask you what may be a difficult question, but I'll ask it because I think it's going to help somebody. Arletha, how did you get the courage to do it? Because, and I ask that question for this reason, even myself, as I now freely share, you know, I'm a suicide attempt survivor, but there were years I had the embarrassment of it, the shame of it. I didn't talk about it. My family didn't know for years, you know, about it, until finally I met somebody else who had suicidal thoughts. And I then started saying, you know what, by not sharing, you know, there may be someone out there I could help that I'm not, because I'm, you know, I'm kind of feeding into the stigma. So I want to ask you, I mean, with all you've gone through, what gave you the courage to want to talk about it, but also to be able to use that to help other people?
Since I had written a book, I said, okay, I might as well talk about it. It's in a book. It's, you know, it's all over the world, so I might as well just come face-to-face with social media and to actually, you know, talk to people about it individually, because, like I said, grief is hard. It's something that we're all going to go through in life. There's absolutely no way around it. So when I'm able to help somebody, it makes my heart glad that I'm able to do it and that I'm able to talk about it, and actually talking about it helps me through the process as well. And that's what I tell people when I coach them, release those feelings to get to, you know, your next destination, to get to your next place where God will have you. Because if you hold it in, you can, you know, it can turn into depression, it can turn into anxiety, it can turn into a world of different things. But if you release those feelings, go through the motions, release those feelings and, you know, go forth, then it'll make you feel better. So when I'm able to talk about it, from day one, I was able to talk about it. I've never was at a place where I held the emotions in. I've always let it out because I said, okay, God, I cannot do this on my own strength. I do need your help. So, like I said, even after that same night when the accident happened, I was able to talk about it. I guess that's just the way he graced me to go through it, because, you know, I didn't read anything to say, okay, talk about it or anything like that. That's just what I felt led to do at that moment. So I've always been able to talk about it, and I'm glad that I've been able to talk about it, because, like I said, it helped me get through the process, and that's why I teach others to talk about it to help you get through the process.
Right. I love that. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You all are listening to Conversations Live. We're broadcasting from Louisville, Kentucky, as we are on our tour with Cyrus Webb Presents. This is city number 3 for us as we're going through. We're talking today with author, motivational speaker, and coach Erlitha Orr. We're talking with her about her journey, what it's been like for her to be able to not only to keep living outside of tragedy, but also to inspire people along the way. In the book Live, Erlitha, one of the things that you do is you have these prompts, so you call them points to ponder. And I love the fact that you kind of make the reader a part of the story. That's how I felt when I got to those, that as you were sharing bits of your story, you then allowed us to be a part. And I want to kind of share something that you have. After one chapter, the points to ponder, you asked this question: what have you lost that's hard to accept? And I love the fact that even though you have talked about your loss in the book, that you invite us to think about what something we may have lost. It may not have been a situation like yours, but what have we lost, and how did that make us feel? How did you kind of come up with that, the points to ponder, and kind of widening the conversation outside of your own journey to let the reader be a part of it?
Because when I read books, you know, sometimes we just read and we don't actually engage with the author, or we don't engage with the book. We just read through it and get over with, sit it to the side, and it's a done deal. So I thought about it, okay, yes, I can actually get them to read the chapter, understand how I'm feeling during this chapter, and then to be able to relate with what I've said in the chapter by asking a question that will help them to actually get through the process. For an example, when I'm doing my conferences, sometimes, you know, I have the workout, the packet, where people have to actually write. Sometimes people don't write. They sit there and listen versus just writing it out, because they're thinking or saying to themselves, I'm not going to participate, or I'm not going to do it. But if you encourage them to do it, to encourage them to write, to go ahead and get it out, that's part of their healing process as well. To actually do versus just sitting there, you know, and just reading it and seeing it, okay, next page, put this book to the side. But if I actually put my thoughts down into the book, actually put my feelings into the book, I can relate to it, and I can actually begin my healing process.
Love that, and you've definitely been able to help people do that. Do you still at this point, because I think sometimes I have such appreciation for life, rightly so, now, you know, it. Thinking about what could have happened, I have such an appreciation for life, Erlitha, and I share this with my husband all the time, that I try to make the most of every day, not just for myself, but also to have some encouragement I'm able to share with other people. Do you feel that now that you're better understanding the gifts that you've been given?
I've always been a happy person, a person that's going to enjoy life. But I think this time around, it did have a different meaning to it. Because at first, okay, I thought, you know, I was doing that, but there was more to life than what I was actually doing, or what I was, you know, who I actually was. So I was happy within myself and my area and my circle, but being able to spread the love and to spread the joy, like I said, around the world changing, changing the world, that gives me so much greater joy in a different aspect on life. I do travel more now because, you know, back then, family, work, church, that's it. Here, you know, nothing creative. You know, we took family vacations in the summertime, but now I do have a different outlook on, okay, if I want to get up and go to New York tomorrow, you know, I'm going to go, because I realized my son was 1 year old. So I realized that we only have one life to live, and every day is not promised to us. So I do not take my days for granted. You know, I live them like it's my last.
Yeah. Do you find that for you, when you're now having these conversations with people of different ages? I mentioned your book I have here with me, Erlitha, Best Friends Forever, too. Even having those conversations with younger ones, do you find that that has helped them also, not only, of course, to have important conversations, But to remind people, because we all have lost someone, right, to remind us of, you know, that connection we have with that individual.
Yes, for younger people and adults, because, you know, sometimes adults don't process their feelings and emotions either.
Right.
So it's a great tool for them as well to kind of go through the emotions to actually, you know, realize where they are, face their reality, and deal with it.
Yeah, I love that. So you mentioned, of course, you know, speaking. I know that is one of the things that you've been able to do. Talk to us about what about 2024 for you. What has it been like for you to reflect already? It's hard to believe we're almost through the first quarter of the year already. What has it been like for you to reflect even this year, or at least on what you've been able to do?
It has been great. I've been posting on social media, doing more videos, and I'm going to do more content in the future. I realize everybody keeps telling me I need to keep my social media presence, so I have more videos scheduled for the future, and some speaking engagements and conferences later on this year. February was a busy month when I had to go speak at 2 engagements, you know, for events or whatever. So, yeah, I'm excited about 2024. I know it's going to bring some great things. I am really, really excited about 2024.
Love that. Well, look, I'm excited about it as well for you, and I'm so glad that we've had this opportunity to be able to chat and to have these conversations. There's one other thing I want to talk about when it comes to live, and you say this in the book, and let me see what the chapter here is called. The chapter is called Sanctification and the Anointing, and you write this, and I love the fact that you know, you kind of put it the way you do. You say this: sanctified people wore dresses all the time, and they could not wear makeup. They stayed in the church for at least 4 hours each time they went. Our perception of being sanctified was wrong. What is being sanctified or sanctification? According to Webster, sanctification means the state of being sanctified, which means to be free from sin, purified, holiness. Wow, our way of life and what we were taught was the opposite of that. Now, I'm not throwing stones at anyone because I truly believe we were taught what the elders knew and understood, but I knew it had to be something greater. And you went on to say this in that same chapter, the reason why I'm bringing this up, because of something that you said that is so important. You say, keep in mind that although you're in right standing with God, it doesn't mean you won't go through trials and tribulations. When we face those giants, they're only to make us stronger. What has that been like for you to embrace for yourself, Relita?
Basically, I had to learn the unlearn. Because like I said about the sanctification part, you know, that's what we were taught. But it's more to life than just, you know, just blah, 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 just this. God did put us here on earth to live abundant lives, to be happy, to enjoy life, and not just to be sad and depressed, go through the emotions of life, and just sit there. We are to do something and make, you know, make life enjoyable for us. So I'm grateful that he gave me the opportunity to, you know, to break it down and to go through this to be able to help other people get through their journey. Because like I said, you know, when we do go through things, it doesn't exempt us from going through the trials and tribulations of life. Although we're saved and we're going to church, we still will have those trials and tribulations that we go through. But he gives us the strength to overcome, and he gives us the faith to continue to get through it and not be sad all the time.
Right. Such a great thing. So what would you say to people, because I think the title of this book is so appropriate, Live. I think a lot of people, or at least, and I think you would agree with me on this, so many people are just existing.
Yeah,
and I think that is one of the reasons why they feel so empty. What would you say to our audience about the importance of learning what it means to live?
It's important for your health, and they say health is wealth. So don't stay stuck where you are. I want to encourage everybody to live your best life. You know, don't just go out there and do anything crazy or stupid, but wake up and make a decision to wake up and make a decision to be happy. Wake up and make a decision to be positive, because sometimes we can let, you know, the ways of life, or, you know, the things that we go through in life, it can burden us down. It can stress us out, just being real. But if we make that decision to wake up, to live our life, to be happy and to be positive, it will give us a whole different perspective for our day, for our week, for our month. And before we knew it, we were like, okay, I made it through another day. You know, happy. I'm not sad today. Yeah. So we have to make a conscious decision to want to be happy and to want to do the right thing and not be sad.
Yeah, such a great reminder. Again, everyone, author, motivational speaker, coach, Erlita Orr has been our guest. Great conversation. And I told you, the time always just flies by, Erlita. This is what happens when you're having a great conversation. I'm so glad that we had a chance to have this with you. The two books we've been talking about here are Live and also Best Friends Forever. Both of them are available on Amazon.com, so you all can be able to get them there. Definitely encourage you to be able to get them for yourself, but also, of course, be able to share them with your friends, too. Erlita, let our audience know, how can they be able to stay connected with you?
I am on Facebook as Erlita Orr or The Grief Coach Mississippi, MS. Also, my website is www.ishalllive.com.
All right. Erlita, congratulations to you again on your journey. Thank you so much for the difference and impact you're making in the lives of others, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now, let's go make today amazing. Take care.